Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Currently 50 in Augusta and Bangor, 51 in Camden, 48 in Bar Harbor. I'm Paul Wolf. Next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news at once on Maine's News Talk and Information Station, BOM.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
I don't think I've ever been so happy to hear this telephone ring. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hello. It's Maine's Morning News. Phones are working now and you dialed in. God bless you. What tees you off this morning?
Good morning, guys. Nothing tees me off this morning, but I am kind of curious. Don't quote me, but I feel like I remember seeing somebody saying somewhere that Janet Mills is going to remain on the ballot. So that raises the question, if Graham Cracker falls through, is Janet Mills going to be a backup? Have a great day, guys.
We mentioned that as well because she only suspended her campaign. Mm-hmm. That's what wise politicians do. And maybe others have seen that fresh Mills for U.S. Senate signs popping up in parts of the state. And Kelsey gave, according to one listener, Janet Mills wasn't on the Kelsey Index. Is that what we call it? An index?
I guess we can go with that.
Okay, the Kelsey Index. Before the weekend, she wasn't even on the Kelsey Index. And one listener pointed out to us this morning that she's now 4.5 to win the nomination over Graham Platner. Line two, Mr. Wolf.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning, boys. This is your president, Donald J. Trump. I am issuing an instantaneous executive order to have the world's greatest paranormal investigator rid Graham Platner's campaign of the ghost. Paul Wolf, you have been blessed by the president to go forth and do your greatest deed to this country. That is all, boys. That is all.
Ah, I did not know that you had the power to exorcise demons.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you pick that up?
I've been with 207 Paranormal for quite a while now, yeah. Yep. Actually, fun fact, there was a show on the Travel Channel called Destination Fear. They filmed an episode at Fort Knox, and I was a part of that.
Did you, like, have a sheet over your head, and did you jump out and go, yeah. Boo? Was
yes.
that you?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hello. It's Maine's Morning News. What tees you off?
Good morning. A little bit about Sly and Platner. When Platner started out on this venture, he had a list of dues. His list of dues was to lock down some, I'm going to call it as it is, dumb broad that's going to take anything he's dishing out, start a small business, blah, 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 blah. This girl, Amy, her therapist and counselor, she needs a counselor that's going to counsel her to stand up to this bully.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi, Maine's Morning News. Paul Wolf's got a question for you.
What tees you off?
Well, as it turns out, plantar fasciitis is now an STD.
1-800-966-1039. We will get the rewinds posted here in a moment or two on our website, WVOMFM.com. Caller, what tees you off?
First of all, I just want to thank your friends from far who I've never met.
I apologize that your telephone is wonky as all get out. If you can, get to a place where you got more buys so we can, and we don't mean the old port, so we can better hear what you're saying. Line one, Mr. Wolf.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Yeah, this is Graham Platner. I want to know what's the problem with making girls online moister than an oyster.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Yeah, that guy to come fix your antiquated phone system. Can he come and fix my party line? My neighbor's always picking up and she knows it's my ring.
Hey, Stacy, up for some part-time work? As if you're not busy enough.
Actually, I had to swap out the entire hand unit over here.
Really?
Yes, it's got.
Oh,
we've
no.
got
this thing.
Oh, wow. Now. Where did we find that?
I'm pretty sure we got this when we got a subscription to Sports Illustrated and they sent us the free flip phone.
Wow. Till the wheels come off, baby.
Her name is Jenny at Time Life Magazine. And if you subscribe now, call her. Hi, what tees you off?
Good morning, gentlemen. I've been listening about this stuff about Graham Platner and the texting to other women and all the nonsense that goes on about him. Now, this is just what we know. I'd like to know what we don't know. And you know what? I've also looked around. I travel all around from Augusta down to Rockland to Damariscotta, all around Wiscasset. And boys, I'll tell you, the Graham Platner signs are starting to get a little thin. I can't wait to see what the end of the week looks like. It might not be too many left.
Well, we've been thinking about that. And keep in mind that up until this weekend, even after all of his boneheaded moves, he was still the only guy on the ballot. So why not pull those signs and then put them back out when it's time for the general election?
Yeah.
Another reason why to pull the signs now, where are most of these signs? On the side of the
road.
Okay. And what's happening to the grass right now on the side of the
road?
The grass is getting
tall
and you can't read the
signs.
So why not pull the sign and put it somewhere else? But I don't know anything.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
I'm no Morris Katz. And I'm glad of that. What was that text? Hang on just a second. What did the person write to us when they first heard and they learned that it was $15,000? All in capital letters here. Wait. $15,000 to sign an NDA? And then record yourself telling that you were wrong. Oh, and then they say the magic words that we need to play back, and it comes off of our button bar here.
This whole thing stinks to heaven.
1-800-966-1039. Paul, line two is ringing.
All right, good morning, caller. What tees you off?
What tees me off is the fact that Graham Platterpuss is out there running, and the Democrats are backing him. He's the biggest Nazi out there. And so many other things. But whatever. The Democrats need to go see their proctologist to pull their heads out of their ass because they can't seem to do it on their own. Good day.
1-800-966-1039. Good day. Caller, hello. What tees you off?
Yeah, this is Grant Platner again. Mr. Katz told me to call up and let everyone know I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
What's going to happen when they mow the roadsides? They're going to mow down some of those signs.
I counted, by the way, from when we got off the highway all the way up to Fort Kent, saw 5 Graham Platner signs.
5 Platner signs.
Yep.
How many Wessels signs did you see?
A million!
I don't...
What? Holy smokes!
Where does... He's got a volunteer base to put those all up and down. Everywhere. Caller, hello. Maine's Morning News. The sign counting Paul Wolf has a question for you.
What tees you off?
I wonder if Platner's wife has a bikini top made out of urinal cake.
1-800-966-1039. I'm sorry. I really shouldn't laugh at that. However, caller, what tees you off?
I cannot believe how stupid the Democrat women are of the state of Maine. I would be so ashamed. They can find somebody better than this piece of trash. And that woman that's married to him, she's missing something upstairs. And oh my God, she is so stupid.
Okay, if what we are told by the Wall Street Journal and by the New York Times and confirmed by CBS News is true, then I guess maybe you could ask those questions. But let's not defame Amy because of stupid things that Graham Platner is allegedly doing. I don't think that's right.
No.
The evangelical in me says, boy, if there's someone to pray for right now, she's moving up the list. Not knowing if we were going to have phone lines today, we have not written one question yet for the College of Political Knowledge, and we've got to get moving on this thing. But before we do, why don't we take a call more or to the College of Political Knowledge on the way here on Maine's Morning News.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Yeah, I think Pete Platner was about 10 days ago. I went on Polymarket. $200 bet had a $1 payout.
Yeah.
But the way they worded it, the way they worded it was Republican versus Democrat. So if Uncle Janet gets in, they covered their butt.
Yeah.
1-800-966-1039. Again, it's something we need to ask Brent and John tomorrow. Do we see Janet Mills, who only suspended her campaign, stepping back in? Oh, no. Best neighbor of the world, Steve. What teased me off? A flat leaking tire on the way to the gym. Straight to the shop for repair. And I'm still waiting here. Sorry about that, pal.
On a Monday, too.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, you think you've had a Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get in line, pal, for what we've gone through so far today. We're whining like Amy. Line two, Paul.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Kidding.
Hey, I want to know, will you ask Graham, since he likes porta potties, when he was in the military, did he also like the Dipsy dumpsters?
I don't dare look it up.
Nope.
I don't dare.
Nope.
Caller, hi. Last word this morning. What tees you off?
Good news and bad news, gentlemen. The bad news is the main Democrats and those providing them millions of out-of-state dollars to support their campaigns are making our beautiful state a national laughingstock. The good news is that Graham Plattner will not be replacing our honorable, accomplished Senator Susan Collins in November. Bank on it.
1-800-966-1039. Didn't mention it this morning, but did you see the video of the person with the plane above Brunswick?
Yeah.
Hauling the sign behind it that said, Plattner shames Maine. Wow. All right, we got to get to work on the syllabus for Maine's morning news and the College of Political Knowledge. Four questions of varying degrees, and you can pick your prize. I love you guys. Keep it going. Bumper sticker or Race heard our plea and got to us a whole big fresh stack of $10 gift cards to Governor's Restaurants. That's some good eating right there, boys. In a moment, get ready to call in and play the College of Political Knowledge with us here on Maine's Morning News.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.